I would like just to add one thought in connection with and may have eternal life, which is to know the true God, the only one, and him whom thou hast sent, the sent one, Jesus Christ, that they may know. Up there? No, that's not sufficient. Students, how much is put in there is marvelous, isn't it? Subject after subject, in math or in whatever it is. And we know what a computer can take in. It's amazing. And all these little gadgets, so small. And all that can be put in there. But when he says, when the Lord Jesus says to his Father, that they may know thee, it's more than that, of course. It's the practical aspect. What is that knowledge? How is it seen in my life? Even if it is a wee little bit at a time, that's moving onward and forward. And then I thought we could just touch on the theme of this last session, which is in verse 11. The time is almost gone, if I'm not mistaken, where it says, and I am no longer in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep them in thy name which thou hast given me, that they may be one as we. We have to take a deep breath spiritually to get this in. When it says, I am no longer in the world. The Lord Jesus has been in this world. He has lived as a perfect man in this world. He has been also as the sent one by God, by the Father, as being in this world. And his own were with him in this world. And he had told them, I'm going to leave you. They will be left in this world. What the world is. There is a verse that you might remember in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. No, 5. It will come back. 5 verse, anyway, 1 John 5, when it says, who is victorious over the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus, the very man who was here in this world, he is the Son of God. There is another verse about in 1 John 5, verse 5, I believe. He that confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. Whenever there is the mention of the world, and the world is mentioned several times in this chapter, and 5 times we have the mention of the Father, and here it says, Holy Father. I'm going to leave this world. They are in this world. I commit them to you, Father, holy, in all that you are in your holiness. Keep them. What a way for the Lord Jesus soon to go, to leave us in the care of his Father. And day after day, when you start the day, when I start the day, and as we perhaps exercise what we call self-judgment, to realize that our nothingness, we are likely to fall today, but the Lord Jesus has prayed his Father, keep them. How wonderful. Repeated once again, to be each one of us, not the mass of us, but also each one of us, to be kept by the Father upon the prayer of the Lord Jesus. And in saying prayer, I was struck by the remark that I read some months ago, that it is not called, I know in English sometimes we are, there are many words, but sometime in French and perhaps in Greek also, there are more words. So we all have to put under the heading prayer. But when in this, the Lord Jesus, it doesn't say the Lord Jesus prayed. He started by saying, Father. He asked, here in this translation, to express something of this, I demand of you that wherever I will be, there will be with me. It's something special of the request of the Lord Jesus to his Father and here to keep us. How wonderful.